Bowl 46. Man, oh man.
Ain't no bigger stage than this, man. Ain't no bigger stage, man.
All season, Tom Coughlin had preached his team first mantra.
I just think it was all about me. It's about this team, man. It's about this team.
In this football game, the Giants offense operated with efficiency during its first possession. But the fire of their opening drive was eventually extinguished by the Patriots' pocket pressure.
We're going to call it Dallas to the tight end side. That safety is outside of your pod. I mean, just a pop. It's run and look. We're on the shooter. It's just a run and look inside. There's no one there.
Then Tom Brady got acquainted with the Giants' pass rush.
Brady rolls to his right a little bit, fires down the field, and it will be incomplete.
We got nobody down there.
He's in the pocket.
He's in a pocket. Nobody down there.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. They're going to call intentional grounding.
Intentional grounding?
Intentional grounding. Number 12. Offense. That penalty results in a safety.
And who would have thought the first score of Super Bowl 46 would be a safety? Back to throw. Throws one left. Touchdown, Giants. Victor Cruz on the slant. He just faked out ahead of Bowl and left him standing totally flat-footed. And he does the salsa in the Patriots end zone.
Ah, let's go! Let's go!
For Cruz, his first touchdown of the postseason.
Let's go! Let's go!
In the closing minutes of the first half, the Patriots mounted a 14-play, 96-yard drive that would give them their first lead of the game.
Third and two. Drifts to his right. Still drifting. Now rolls to the left. Now throws. Caught! Touchdown!
The Patriots then widened their lead with another score on the opening possession of the second half.
Touchdown, Patriots!
Yeah!
The touchdown with 8 seconds to go in the first half, and now a drive to start the third.
New York had been held scoreless for 22 minutes.
He's got to snap it in there quicker. He's too low. I told him he got
it was well past time for the Giants to put together a successful drive. In the third quarter, they produced two of them. The Giants didn't cross the goal line. But they did add a pair of vital field goals from Lawrence Tynes to enter the fourth quarter trailing by only two.
Kick on its way, and it is good. So the Giants inch closer.
Tournament of touchdowns will be fine, all right? Let's roll, let's roll.
Rocky. Energy.
The Giants' pass rush began to take its toll on Tom Brady.
Alpha, look out!
Takes the snap. Back to throw. He's under pressure and he's going to get nine. He runs out of the sack and now Brady rolls to his right. Throws a deep ball downfield for Gronkowski. Jump ball. Intercepted by the Giants.
That was a great job by the defensive line of getting Brady on the go under duress.
And Brady probably wishes he would have gotten sacked because then he tried a deep ball to Gronkowski and Blackburn stayed with him.
Got his body in position and completed the play.
Brady's pass intercepted by number 93, Chase Blackburn.
Let's go!
Brady's downfield gamble had become Chase Blackburn's Super Bowl moment. But the Giants' offense struggled to capitalize on New England's mistake.
Throws it down the right sideline. He has a receiver open, Manningham, but he didn't get his feet down at the 10-yard line.
Oh, he got it down! Oh, let's go!
step on McCourty, but Manning's pass let him out of bounds.
That's the one they've been waiting for, too.
Manningham would get another chance after the Patriots misfired on their own deep pass play.
It is called drop. Had it at the 20-yard line of the Giants. Welker could not hang on.
At least two people in Lucas Oil Stadium believed in Mario Manningham, his mother and his quarterback.
This is the drive.
We've seen something like this before, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Manning out of the shotgun set, and he's back to throw. Climbs the pocket. Deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught with the inbounds. Yes! Manningham on the sideline.
This is a catch. It's a miracle.
I got to see this again. Manningham and a Giant
first down. The Patriots challenged, but replays confirmed the ruling. Mario Manningham had made the biggest play of Super Bowl 46.
Wow, that's just a great play.
Wow, he got his feet in.
Yeah, that's a catch. It looks like it.
Catch, right, left.
Yes!
Manningham's catch inspired the Giants' offense to come alive in the final minutes.
Here comes the Patriot blitz. Zips one left. Nix has got it inside the 20.
2 minutes and you're world champions. Oh, let's go.
Manning takes the snap. Little receiver screen to Nix. Nix to the sideline, and Nix goes out of bounds. But it sets up a first and goal for the Giants.
Barely a minute remained. And the question was not if the Giants were going to score, but how and when.
Second down, handoff Bradshaw. He runs up the middle. Oh, and he falls into the end zone for the touchdown. He thought about stopping, but he went in for the touchdown.
As he handed the ball to Bradshaw, Manning shouted to his running back not to score. He was a moment too late.
He's given the Giants the lead here in the Super Bowl, but it was an almost reluctant touchdown by Bradshaw.
Ahmad's hesitation couldn't obscure the bigger picture. Eli Manning had again delivered a last-minute touchdown in the Super Bowl.
We good. Defense gonna finish it.
The Patriots got to midfield, and with 5 seconds left, Brady had one more chance.
With probably the final play of the game. Takes the snap, steps up, rolls to his right, now rolls to his left, now fires it toward the end zone.
Named the game's MVP, but an entire team shared equally in the victory.
Let me touch it. Let me touch it.
The New York Giants, once again, world champions of professional football.